For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, before we get to Kevin's Kitchen, we have two moms on the line right now. One of them yours, one of them mine. Which of our moms will remember when we were conceived and where we were conceived?
I think both will.
I agree. I wouldn't bet against you on that one. You want your mom first or you want my mom first?
Let's get my mom on the phone first so we can get this over with.
Mama Kush, what's happening?
Hey, how are you doing? I'm with all my hot teachers right now.
Oh, yeah. What's up, hot teachers? Who's naked?
We're all naked. We always meet in the naked.
All right. Well, we did a news story, Mama Kush, about the Super Bowl babies. These babies were born 9 months after the Super Bowl took place. It is assumed then that their favorite teams, their parents' favorite team won the Super Bowl, and thus the parents knock boots. 9 months later, boom, babies are born. Do you remember where any of your three sons, specifically Seth, was conceived, where and when?
He was conceived in Monroe, Louisiana.
In Monroe, Louisiana.
What?
And why do you remember that?
What?
Because we went to Monroe, Louisiana in April. And wait, Seth was born in January. Are those months right?
I was born in February. Yesterday was my birthday.
Right.
Yeah, that adds up.
Wait, what did I say?
You said January, but you were close.
No, I said, was he conceived in April?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that just about adds up, like late April, right. Maybe.
Right. We went to Louisiana to visit one of Seth's dad's friends, and that's when we got we did it there.
Ugh, I'm a swamp baby.
I need that sound bite. And were you staying at the friend's house, and you did it in their guest room, or did you get a hotel?
Yes.
So you were conceived in your dad's friend's house.
Was it Pat Dayton?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it was Pat Dayton.
No wonder when I went to Louisiana like years ago for a morning show convention, and my dad's like, hey, call my old friend Pat Dayton, call Pat Dayton, and now I know why.
We were rocking and rolling in that house, in that bedroom.
Wow, I bet he really made your Baton Rouge.
He did.
Thank you. Louisiana jokes. I got them by the plenty.
We get it.
Well, thank you, Mama Kush. I appreciate that very much. Thank you for giving us a little insight as to when and where Seth was conceived.
Are you happy, Seth?
Oh, I'm ecstatic. This phone call's over.
Do you remember what position you were in, Mama Kush?
Please, no.
It was doggy style.
Seth just left the room.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Mama Kush. I hope you have a great day, and thanks to all you teachers out there for the sacrifices you make for our youth.
Oh, thank you.
Love you, honey.
Love you, baby. Take it easy. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Man.
Okay. Now, I don't think my mom's going to remember. Let's see. I was born in July, so 9 months before that would be November or so.
Okay, that'll work.
Maybe I'm a Thanksgiving baby. I don't know. Mom, what's happening?
Not much. You only wish you were a Thanksgiving baby.
Uh-oh. Do you remember where and when I was conceived? Please tell me it was not in Monroe, Louisiana.
It was not in Monroe, Louisiana. Better.
Better?
Better.
Where and when?
Brooklyn.
All right. That I can live with. No sleep until Brooklyn.
Halloween.
I'm sorry?
Halloween. Dad asked me trick or treat.
You're a Halloween baby.
Ugh. He asked you trick or treat. Yes, Nikki.
What were you dressed as?
The sexy upstairs maid.
Oh my God!
You do this to Seth's mom. Why can't I do it to your mom?
You're the ghost host. That's how I got the ghost host embedded in me because I was conceived on it. No wonder I love Halloween so much. Oh my God! Is that true? Really? I was conceived on Halloween.
Yes.
What was Mr. Garabo dressed as?
Oh no! Come on, Nikki.
You remember?
A what? A trash butler?
Swashbuckler.
Yeah, he was ready to take that booty, if you will.
Uh-huh. Swashbuckler and a maid.
Exactly.
He gave it that Halloweeny.
Oh, my God almighty.
No, Italian sausage.
Oh! All right, well.
Did you ask your mom a position already?
Yeah.
Okay. Which was it?
She didn't answer.
I don't want to know what position it was.
Well, it's only fair, right?
Of course you don't.
You ask her and I'll sit here and hold my hand.
Yeah, we want to know.
What position was it, Mrs. Garabo? Share with us.
The first position?
What's that?
What's the first position?
The second position.
I don't know. What's the second position?
What?
I don't know. What
I don't even know what the first position is. Is that like the missionaries did it?
Probably.
Okay, I gotta go.
Remember, I'm Jewish.
That is true. All right, I gotta go. Thank you, Mom. I appreciate it very much.
Hey, you called me.
I know. Gotta go.
Hello. Here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
All right, so we got Mo on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Because he should give us a little insight on what happened this past Saturday at Gasparilla.
I feel like Mo's out doing full-fledged damage control right now. I think he did it on his show last night, and now he's going to do it today on our show.
Yeah, Mo's like, man, it's Tuesday. Why this is gone?
I know, I should have thought about this yesterday, but, I mean, people told me about it. It didn't get that real until I heard the audio.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't think it was that bad until you heard it.
Right. Yeah. Like, I thought, okay, someone's drunk on the air. How bad could it be? And then I listened to the audio, and I thought, that could be pretty horrible.
We all have moments we wish we could have taken back on the air.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe not drunk moments, but just moments in general.
I have a few drunk moments I wish I could take back. We've done a couple of live broadcasts before where I don't think on this show, and I don't even think on this station, but I've gotten pretty loopy before. And
it happens.
I almost always regret it. And joining us right now on the telephone, the host of A Cat Named Mo Show on Saturdays and co-hosting the BDRS with our buddy Johnny B. What's up, Mo?
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
I've been better.
So take us through the moment that you realized first of all, I apologize. I didn't even know Monica was part of your show on Saturdays. It's been a while since I've joined you guys on call-ins. Is she normally inebriated when she's on the show?
Not at all. And she was a part of the show. I don't know if she is anymore. No, I'm teasing. Can I first thank Gio? It's so great to have a person on your team that when you're on a sinking ship, bails the water onto the deck. I got to love the guy for that.
The guy has the ability to see the bigger picture, and the bigger picture is the radio station, not just the island that is the BDRS.
Hey, Mo, at least we don't have you on the air for stealing something.
For a change. When Monica showed up to do your broadcast, which I assume started around noon, was she already drunk?
It started at noon. It was pointed out to me by someone that Monica posted on her Facebook page at 7 a.m., mind you, 7 a.m., you guys need to catch up with me.
Oh.
Wow.
That early bird gets that worm. Yeah.
I guess it does.
Now, and I should point out that she had planned on taking off, and I was going to miss her because she is an integral part to the show. Hmm. So I let her know. I go, well, you do know we're going to be live out at Love's. And then she goes, okay, I'm in. And that was my first mistake. I know how Monica drinks. Monica is a great person. She's been in radio for years. She's very professional, but I've been out with her when she drinks. Monica has no governor. When she drinks, and she doesn't stop drinking until someone stops pouring drinks into her glass.
Well,
that's her MOD.
Also, yeah. She's about 90 pounds, so it takes maybe two drinks to get her wasted.
Right. Like when a normal person drinks 8 to 10 ounces, she has a thimble full of alcohol, probably.
She's already hammered.
So, yes. And look, you can be in radio for a really, really long time and still make pretty bad decisions. And I think, in my opinion, you either have to choose whether you want to be good on the radio or drunk, because the two rarely, rarely intersect, in my experience.
It takes a lot of talent to pull that off.
That's for sure.
But, Drew, here's the rub. She thought she was good. You asked me, you said, you made a statement, you go, if someone's drunk on my show, I'm going to pull them off. I was sitting beside her, and 5 minutes in, I said to myself, this is going to be a train wreck because, again, she showed up. tore up from the floor up. So I would lean over to her during the breaks, and I would go, Monica, listen, why don't you got your friend here, why don't you go and sit out, and you know, I'll call you, go drink some water, do something like that. Now, have you ever tried to convince a girl that she's too drunk in any given scenario? It never works out in your favor.
Girl or guy, they do tend to get a little defensive when confronted with their own inebriation.
Absolutely. Every now and again, a guy will go, yeah, man, you're right, I'm effed up, I'm still going to drive, but you're right, I'm tore. A girl will be insulted to death if you imply that she's too drunk to function. So she's looking at me. Imagine a pitcher that's drunk, and in his head, he's pitching a no-hitter. And he sees the coach come out and walk out to pull him, and he's looking at the coach like, are you nuts? I'm killing it, baby. I'm on fire.
Well, let's go. We have some game tape here of said pitcher throwing a couple of what this pitcher thinks are curveballs.
Look at Mo with the baseball analogy.
But are actually underhand balls right across the plate for Dave Parker to hit out of the park. Let's hear a little bit of this one's labeled Monica Drunk Screaming. Let's hear what this sounded like. It's from a cat named Mo Show at Gasparilla this past Saturday.
I am with you.
Thank you. I know you're looking for content once in a while, but let's move along. An hour of a breakup. Thank you. My breakup's back. I overthead. Moving on. At least it was one of yours, though. You know?
Moving on.
Some good rock and roll.
All right, stop busting.
The drink is empty.
And please take Monica.
I'll take care of her later.
All right.
Hey, the first time I heard that.
Yeah.
So everybody realizes that they're talking over each other. I can only assume that was one piece of audio, not three pieces of audio playing at once.
That was one. And while I'm in the midst of it, I am saying to myself, oh, my God, this must sound horrible. But every time you would try and tell Monica to bring down the volume, she heard, turn it up. and you hear me numerous times throughout the show asking someone to please take her. And that was before she dropped the F-bomb, Drew. That was before
I'm sorry.
That
she did what? She dropped the F-bomb.
If it were not for Roland, God bless his heart,
Radio.
Being at the board, because I could understand him being away going where they're not taking calls, and these are all radio professionals, huh. So I can just let them play. He actually was there, and she dropped the F-bomb about 58 minutes into the show.
I thought you said 12 times. Me too.
I go, dump. And then when we went to break, I turned
on. Real Raw Radio.
Props to you, Roland.
I say, Monica, you have to go.
Oh, man. All right. Here's this one's labeled Monica Drunk, Buy Me a Shot. And again, this is from a cat named Mo Show broadcasting from Gasparilla at our good friend Lynn Loves Artifact Bar and Grill on McDill by Gandy.
We are out.
If you are a Cox employee,
you get free rum and cokes.
You do,
which is why Monica sounds like Monica sounds.
That's how I roll.
Because that's
also
how she rolls.
If you're not a Cox employee, you get $3.25 Bacardi and diets and $3.50 Captain and diet.
And yes, if you are a Bone listener and you
and
come
if
through,
you're listening to me right now, come buy me a shot.
I don't think you need that.
you are doing your best to wrangle the situation as best you can, and I do give you credit for that, my good friend. Here is Monica Drunk. We want to see your boobs.
Gasparilla.
I am surrounded by ladies.
And rookie Becca is hot as balls.
Yes.
We all just want to see your boobs. Let's get you some beats.
Monica.
What? I just want to see.
Yeah,
your boobs.
You gotta throw beads my way.
I'm not saying that you need to cop.
And get them all caught on my microphone.
Hey, you said throw beads.
You're a single hooker. Yeah. Make it happen.
All right, you're a single hooker. I wonder if that line is very effective.
Make
for
it
her.
Happen.
And finally, we have one more. This one's just Monica Drunk Gasparilla.
This sounds like a great time.
And once again, this is from a cat named Mo Show on Saturday.
That's the worst.
I'm not a vending machine. No, okay. Hey.
Exactly. That ain't what I heard.
No. Oh!
Wow. Oh. Monica's throwing haymakers.
No. Oh, no, Becca. Becca. I'm taking this for me now.
I know. I thought the
No more drinks for you.
Yeah, you know how many rum and cokes Monica is in.
When she starts throwing punches.
Yeah, when she starts insulting Tiffany.
I'm just kidding. I love you both. World and broadcasting. We have to do our own thing. I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
All right.
Having said that.
Gloria Steinem, slow your roll. Okay.
I am.
Okay.
Really
with my
now?
Career.
Come on, Tony. Step it up. Come to my face right now.
Monica's so feisty right now. It's a day of celebration. Stop calling people.
What did I say, Tony? Come on.
This girl is out of control.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Mo, I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. I would have PTSD had I been through something like that.
Man.
Go ahead, Mo.
I was just going to say two brief things. I appreciated you saying you were proud for bringing me on. So I am glad that you are able to see that that is not the norm of the Cat Named Mo show. And I was trying to calm it down. But anytime I would say to her, hey, we have to do a show, this was her response. It's Gasparilla!
That's the best response.
As if that can excuse everything.
And half of me was like, I know, but yeah, we got to do a show. And then I would try and do content. She'd go, nobody cares.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We have a caller who wants to pin the blame for this strictly on you, Mo. Carol, you say this is all Mo's fault?
Well, this whole fiasco lands completely in his lap. Because it's not a Cat Named Monica show, and it's not a Cat Named Geo show.
Oh.
It's a Cat Named Mo show.
Oh.
So this is his responsibility, and he needs to quit blaming Monica and Geo. Monica should have been out of there. It should have been his responsibility to get her out of there, but he didn't do it.
I think it's Gio's fault personally because he wasn't even there. But let me say that, Carol, let me ask you this then. If you're the host of a show and you've got someone on the air with you who is not just drunk but obliterated and is being very distracting to everything going on, how would you handle it, Carol?
I would, you know, how many breaks that they take during a show. You take her by the arm or whoever it is and say, you know, this isn't working out today. I think you need to step out. And that's exactly what you said.
Drew. Yes, Mo. Hey, Drew. Hey, can I point out to Carol, since she seems to know everything about everything, how great it's worked out for black guys when they grab girls by the arm?
I didn't say for you to manhandle her.
You did say grab her.
You said grab.
You said grab.
Take her.
Gently abduct.
I said take her by the arm.
Wow. Any physical action is going to result in consequences. I don't think you can get physical in any way, shape, or form.
I don't know, Mo. You could have picked her up and put her in your pocket and just kept it there until the show ended.
But Drew, that's the point. And listen, Carol, I was kidding when I said what I said about Gio. But understand about Monica, bouncers, people that are trained in the profession of removing drunk people from a situation end up going to jail or having to fight. Or I was afraid that it would bowl over onto the air, and I was trying to protect her without coming out on the air and going, Monica, you're being unprofessional. You're killing the show. I have to let you go. I was looking out for her best interest, and I chose to sacrifice some breaks of the show until I said enough is enough, and then we removed her.
It's a delicate situation.
It is, definitely, and I respect the way you handled that. I think it's, and you don't know how you're going to deal with something like that until it's right there in your lap, making an awful drunken mess of itself. But Carol, I really appreciate your feedback, and thank you very much for listening to the show.
Okay,
take it easy. So Mo, where does this go moving forward? Is she suspended from your Cat Named Mo show on Saturdays? What's the deal?
No, she's not, because to a degree, Carol is right. I mean, I did, you know, I handled it in the manner that I thought was going to end up being best. I know better. You know, it's one of those lessons that you only have to learn once, and there will be, you know me, dude, I like to drink more than anybody, and I can probably drink quite a few people under the table. Mm-hmm. I had a beer. You know, it's radio first. And
yeah.
And Kevin will tell you how upset I was, because I was texting back and forth with him well into the night and into the next day about how bad I felt. And not for me, you know, for listeners. I got a text from Mike Olivero saying we got to do something about her. And again, we finally did.
Wow.
But she's fine. She's a professional, and I don't want this paint a pan.
She's a professional. Oh, man. Come on, dude. Save the comedy for friggin' bonkers, will you?
Okay.
She's a professional.
Oh!
Yeah, you're right. She's a professional. A professional what? Drunk?
She will be back Saturday in a much calmer and sober state. And I trust. And what I'm saying is I trust her to know that this can never happen again. And I do love her.
Well, great. Well, we love you. And but to the people saying, could Mo have just turned her mic off? No, when you're out on a broadcast, everything is controlled by the person back in the studio.
Mo doesn't strike me as the kind of guy to turn somebody's mic off anyway.
No, you probably wouldn't do that, right, Mo?
Well, these, and they make a valid point, and it did cross my mind. And every now and again, the problem that we had, Drew, where we were out there with headset microphones on. So whereas I could have pulled her mic away, or she could have talked to someone and it been off mic, she didn't understand that everywhere she turned her head to say something to someone that she thought was off air was actually on air because the microphone was following her friggin' mouth.
Well, dude, I appreciate you calling in, man. This has been great being Tuesday morning quarterbacks. I hope you guys rewind this on the BDRS tonight so you can hear yourself once again.
Not again.
Hi, Gio, and thank you very much for making time for us, Mo. It's a situation nobody ever wants to find themselves in, but you did as best you could, and I wish you the best of luck at whatever station employs you next.
Thank you.
I love you, man.
I love you, too. Bye, guys.
All right, we'll see you. Wow, man. I'm so glad you guys would never do that. That's just awful.
Man, that's Gasparilla, though.
Yeah, it is.
Is that in a nutshell?
That is Gasparilla right there.
Yeah, that is that sums up Gasparilla and why I'm not crazy about going there. I have had no alcohol in 2016, and when I hear things like that, it kind of reinforces to me that I'm in no hurry.
She did represent. Shout out to Monica for representing.
Representing what?
Just representing.
Joining us right now on the telephone. Hi, this is Show Me's Bar. Who's this?
Show Me. No, this is Monica. Hey, listen, I literally just keep getting tweets and texts that you guys are, talking about me, and I don't know what's going on, but I want to say, you can talk to me if you need to talk to me. That's cool. But if not, then, please don't.
Oh, okay. So we can't play the audio from Gasparilla of you getting drunk on Mo's show?
No, absolutely. Play that all day. I had a blast. No.
Okay.
Is that what you were saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, we spent.
I know what you're saying. I wasn't listening.
Yeah, we were just playing it, Monica, and then a lady called up and said that you've run out on a bar tab at this place called Show Me's, and the people wanted us to call the bar, and we said that we think that's piling on, and we didn't want to do that at all. So that was just a listener, but
Whoa.
We played around with the audio, and then Mo called up, but that's the extent, I think, of talking about you today.
And I said I would get your tab at Show Me's. I said I'd stop by there if you really did run out on a tab.
And I said that the lady was a hater, and we couldn't verify that she knew what she was talking about.
First of all, I don't care. I mean, the Gasparilla stuff was just funny to me, so.
Go ahead.
I mean, that doesn't bother me at all. Although I would, if you talk to Mo, it'd be kind of nice that you talk to me too, but whatever. But the show, someone said I ran out of a tab on Show Me?
We have no way to confirm it. She said her name was Bella, but. Look, we said we didn't know that it was true. She said it was. I said if it is true, I'll be happy to go in there and clear your good name. But we have no way to verify. People on Twitter said you should call the bar. We said we didn't want to pile on you, and we had no way to verify. So we don't know whether it is true or not. But if it is true, I'll gladly pay.
Well, first of all, I appreciate that, but it's completely unnecessary. My bar tab, I was there. On Thursday night, it was $8. I thought, this is the truth, I thought my friend Lori, who's visiting, paid it, and she thought I paid it. And we realized in the morning that we didn't. I called up and said, oh, my gosh. And I literally live across the street, so I'm like, I had no idea, so sorry about that. I'm there all the time, so they were like, no worries, we got you. And I'm like, okay, well, I paid it. And then that day I found out my ex-boyfriend posted something on Facebook, Monica, we're not in a tab, blah, 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 blah. Because I don't know who Bella is. Who the heck is Bella?
That's your boyfriend's new girlfriend.
And that's fine. Just stay out of my business and stop calling on the radio. Oh, my God. Seriously, this is my life right now.
No, this is your life right now.
Oh!
Oh, that was my life. Saturday. That was a lot more fun than this nonsense.
Yes. Well, let the record reflect. Monica may or may not have communicated with the bar about a later payment of that tab. I don't know why anybody would see the need to put your business on Front Street, but she will pay all debts.
I just said that it was a misunderstanding. We took care of it the following morning, and it's done.
Monica,
I do
like that you are owning, you know, that Gasparilla on the air Saturday. You had a lot of fun, and you don't have any problem with it. Did you start drinking at 7 a.m.? Because Mo said there was some sort of Facebook post about you need to catch up, and it was around 7 o'clock in the morning. Is that when it all started?
Wait, why are people... Oh, my God. No, that is... Seriously, this is what someone said on the air. So, I needed to catch up at 7 o'clock.
Mo said that he read a post from you on Facebook at 7 a.m. that that those sissies need to catch up from you.
Catch up!
I don't mind. I will admit it, and I'll actually own that I was drunk. But you can go check my Facebook. I don't like Facebook. I posted nothing on Facebook. The only thing I said was, I love how these stories get so twisted, was that on Twitter, and you can check that too, was that I said, is it wrong to mix the stiff one at 7:30 in the morning? Hashtag Gasparilla. That's all it was. I wasn't even drunk yet. I was drunk later on.
Yeah, you had to drink it first.
I'll be drunk again someday. How do these stories get so twisted? Like, I don't understand how that social, I don't know how it works.
Yes.
But everything between the bar tab and Facebook and all of that just got twisted. I really am glad I called because I can't believe this is all being said about me and I had no idea.
Well, Sean Blackburn on Twitter said you're drunk now, but if anybody else has any dirt on Monica, we would appreciate it if you would leave it off of our show. You can reach Monica on Twitter, or I think she's Bill Flan Monica on Twitter. So if you have issues with Monica, her finances, or her debts that she needs to pay, please reach her there and keep it off of the FM airwaves.
Thank you. Yes. Appreciate that.
Anything we can do to help our teammates out. Well, thank you for calling, and have yourself a wonderful afternoon.
All right, you too. See ya.
All right, bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.